It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week starring Ron Lynch as King Schwarzschild.
In our last episode, the King of the Time and Space Worms had decreed that Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve would fight each other to the end in front of the entire population of Time and Space Worms. Dr. Steve was currently being given a brief lesson in the use of Euclidean battle sticks by one of the Time and Space Worms.
And this button engages the energy knives.
Wow, impressive.
And this one here engages the energy mace.
Amazing. This thing does everything.
Yeah, just about.
What does this button do?
That's the magnifying glass.
What's that for?
Well, if you want to look at something really small, you just point at it, and then you put your eye right up to it, and then you look through it, and it gets bigger because the light goes through it, and it refracts it and makes it bigger.
Stupid.
Focus it on the back of your retina.
I know what a magnifying glass does. I'm just asking why it's on a Euclidean battle stick.
I don't know.
Oh, I know. I bet if you were fighting someone outside, you could focus the energy of the sun through the magnifying glass and then burn them.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what it's for. Look, let's head out to the arena.
Yes, I want to get there before Floyd. You know, the early bird catches the worm. Sorry. No offense.
None taken.
What if, during the fight, I pretend to twist my ankle and then lull Floyd into thinking that I'm injured? Do you think he'll take the bait? No offense.
Again, none taken. Let's go to the arena.
Fidget, come along. It's time to turn Dr. Floyd into worm food. I'm terribly sorry.
No, I'm good.
As Dr. Steve heads off to the arena, let's see how our hero, Dr. Floyd, is preparing for this epic battle.
Golly, Dr. Floyd, it's almost time to head to the arena. What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Dr. Grant. When I get out there into that arena, I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Well, that's original. Just remember to protect your head, Dr. Floyd, because
it's small. I get it, Dr. Grant. I'm about to go out there and fight for our lives. You think you could lay off the small head jokes?
I was just going to say, because that's where your beautiful brain is.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Dr. Worm.
Hello, yes, are you about ready to head to the arena? They're waiting on you.
If this is what I have to do, then yes.
Before you go, there's someone who wanted to meet you.
Oh, who?
May I present the king's daughter, the royal princess, Ori.
Just then, through the door of the training room, slithers a beautiful young female Time and Space Worm with long, flowing blonde locks and a crown upon her head.
Hello there, Your Highness.
Hello, Floyd. I know you must have a million thoughts running around that brilliant mind of yours, but I just wanted to come down and give you a kiss for luck. You are a brilliant and brave little man.
With that, the princess bends forward and gives Dr. Floyd a tender kiss on the top of his head. Dr. Floyd turns bright red as the princess turns and slithers out of the room.
Hubba hubba, Dr. Floyd.
Knock it off, Dr. Grant.
I think the princess likes you, Dr. Floyd. She's very cute. I mean, you know, for a time and space worm and all. You should ask her out.
Dr. Grant.
I'm afraid that will have to wait. It's time for us to head to the arena.
Our heroes head off to the Laurentian Arena, where the entire population of the space station has gathered, eager to see Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve fight each other to the end. When Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve are both standing in the dead center of the arena, battle sticks in hand, the king steps forward in his viewing box.
Let all those in attendance know that on this day, I, King Schwarzschild of the Time and Space Worms, do decree that Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve will now fight to the end.
From the sidelines, Dr. Grant, Chips, and Fidget stand waiting in anticipation to see what happens next.
Jeepers, Chips, I'm not sure I want to watch this.
Hey, you want to see my flag fly?
What? Okay, sure, I'll take that bet. Dr. Floyd in 3 rounds.
All right, here's the match.
Begin the match!
All right, Floyd, this is it.
I do not want to fight you, Dr. Steve. This goes against everything I stand for.
I should have known. Well, this is everything I live for, and I'm going to end this once and for all.
Dr. Steve raises his battle stick into the air and brings it down towards Dr. Floyd, who, just in the nick of time, raises his battle stick into the air and blocks Dr. Steve's blow. There is a shower of sparks as the two sticks meet.
Don't make me do this, Steve!
Don't make you do what? Lose in front of all these people?
No, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Ooh, big talk for such a small head.
That does it!
Dr. Floyd, finding the strength of 10 men inside of him, throws Dr. Steve backwards and charges after him, swinging his battle stick.
What? Karate!
Well, hey now.
Chop to the neck!
Combo attack.
Body blow! Body blow!
Boot to the head.
Uppercut!
Hoinga!
Roundhouse kick!
Aikiba!
Poke to the eye!
Fingers to nose!
Twilled!
Valiki!
Hiya!
Flying leap!
Let go of my nose!
Hiya!
Take that, you whippersnapper!
With one swift blow, Dr. Floyd trips Dr. Steve.
Trip!
He falls flat on his back, making him lose his grip on his battle stick, which goes flying out of his reach. Dr. Floyd positions his battle stick near Dr. Steve's throat and has his finger on the button on the side, ready to engage the energy knife.
Floyd, please don't kill me. I'll do anything. What? I am... Oh, right.
Go ahead. Make it quick. Finish me off.
But don't really do it, okay?
Go on now. Strike your blow.
Come on, Floyd. You and me, right? We're good friends, you and me. Hmm?
Go ahead. Do it.
But don't really do it. Please, Floyd, I... Ooh, are those new shoes?
Dr. Floyd looks around the arena and sees that all in attendance are on their feet, silently waiting to see what happens next. Much to the shock of the crowd, Dr. Floyd throws his battle stick to the ground.
I refuse to do it! You can do whatever you'd like to me, Your Majesty, but I will not kill Dr. Steve!
What?
There is nothing you can threaten me with that would make me cause harm to another living thing, even if it is my arch-nemesis.
Well, who said anything about killing him? I just said you had the fight to the end. You see, that was it. Time's up. You just had to fight to the end of the time limit.
Oh, whoopsie, my mistake.
Dr. Floyd stands there sheepishly as Princess Ori comes forward and whispers into her father's ear.
Dr. Floyd, my daughter here has seemed to have taken quite a liking to you, and she feels you're one of the most intelligent beings in the universe. She asks if there is not perhaps a way that you could make a modification to your time and space travel device so that it only uses existing wormholes to make time jumps as opposed to creating new ones.
Of course! There's a switch on the side of the time and space cube that, when engaged, will make the time and space travel device operate that way.
Then if you swear to me that you will only use this setting from now on, I will let all of you go.
Your Majesty, I promise you we will only use this setting from now on.
Then I hereby decree that you are free to go, Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Floyd turns around at Dr. Steve, who is still on the ground, and reaches out a hand to help him up.
Floyd, you have saved my life, and for that I am thankful. However, the next time we meet, it will not be as friends.
Yeah, just remember to flip that switch on your time and space travel device.
Dr. Steve stares at Dr. Floyd for a moment, then, signaling to Fidget, takes off running towards his ship with Fidget behind him. Dr. Grant and Chips quickly run up to Dr. Floyd.
You're letting him get away, Dr. Floyd!
We'll get him, Dr. Grant, we'll get him. Chips, head on back to the ship and get the time and space travel device switched over.
Floyd?
Dr. Floyd turns to see Princess Ori standing behind him. He instantly bows low.
Your Highness, I am forever in your debt for making the king let us go.
Brilliance like yours, Floyd, shouldn't be kept imprisoned. You have a tremendous gift. You need to be out there saving people with it.
I thank you, Your Highness.
Now go. The universe needs you, but please... think of me often.
I will.
Dr. Floyd again blushes brightly as the princess once again kisses him on the head. Dr. Floyd then turns to Dr. Grant and motions for him to follow him to the ship.
I'm telling you, Dr. Floyd, she likes you.
Quiet, Dr. Grant.
You should go back and get her number.
Dr. Grant.
Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Grant.
Dr. Floyd.
Narrator. Sorry, just wanted to hear my own name. Anyway, our heroes return to their ship, and after making sure the switch on the time and space travel device was switched over, they jump back into the time and space stream after Dr. Steve. Where will they wind up next? Will they ever get to stop this endless time traveling? And does Dr. Floyd have any feelings for the beautiful Princess Ori?
Oh, sheesh, knock it off.
Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!